notice in that reading, Jesus asks, who do people say that I am? In other words, what do people know about me? And then he asks, who do you say that I am? Fifty years ago, on a beach in Spain, I met a beautiful dark-haired young lady. We were both on a Rambler's dinghy sailing holiday, slightly like conflict of terms there. But we got to know about each other, sailing on the warm waters of the Mediterranean, and walking on the beaches, and dancing under the stars on the terrace of the El Catalan Hotel. 6 months of weekend commuting between Sheffield and Stevenage added a little to this. We were married in the January, and we've had a great time ever since. When we met and married, we knew enough about each other to feel that we could get along together and work things out. Well, you can see what 50 years with me have done to the dark hair that I first knew. Looking back, I don't think we could honestly have said we really knew each other at that point. But we've worked on it since. And after half a century, I think we can say we know each other pretty well. Well, I think Judith knows me better than I know myself. There's a difference between knowing about and truly knowing someone. And that's what this passage is touching on. In the very first verse of that reading, Jesus asked, who do people say the Son of Man is? Jesus is really asking his disciples, who do people say that I am? What do they think of me? Do they understand me? Have they grasped what I'm about? We can still ask that question today. Who do people say Jesus is? We say he's the Son of God, the one we model our lives on. Muslims would say he was a great prophet. Different faiths have various views of Jesus. And even atheists would often revere Jesus as a great teacher. Hundreds of sermons have been preached about Jesus and the debate about exactly who this carpenter from Galilee really is, has continued for 2,000 years. When Jesus asks this question, he gets more of a debate than an answer. They reply, some say John the Baptist. Well, at that time, John the Baptist was a deeply respected figure who, of course, been beheaded by Herod. But at that time, many thought that he might well return before the Messiah came, that it would be a sign of the Messiah's coming. And similarly, with Elijah or Jeremiah, both great prophets of Israel, and they were both believed that they might, it was believed that they both might return before the coming of the Messiah. It seemed they were always looking for a sort of warning of the coming of the Messiah. And it seemed that these great prophets might be reincarnated. It was clear that people had got the idea that Jesus was a very special person. And they loved a discussion and a debate. And this question gave them great opportunity. Then in verse 15, Jesus changes the question. He asks, but what about you? Who do you say I am? There's a story of an old Chinese teacher who was approached by one of his students wanting to catch him out. He asked the teacher, is this bird I'm holding dead or alive? the teacher, if the teacher had said dead, the boy was going to release it and let it fly away. If he'd said alive, he was going to crush the bird. The teacher looked at the student and replied, "My boy, the answer is in your hands. The answer here is in our hands. But what about you? Who do you say I am?" This is a very personal question Jesus is asking. It's as if Jesus is saying, am I just a good teacher or something more? Was my life of love remarkable or was it something more? Was my suffering just for me at that time or was it something more? Did my death on the cross just add to the sum of life's tragedy or was it something more? Was the empty tomb just a con trick or was it something more? Am I just a carpenter from Nazareth or am I something more? The answers to these questions are personal to each one of us. But Peter had his answer ready. It had taken 3 years of following Jesus, listening to his teaching, watching his miracles, and the penny, as far as Peter is concerned, had dropped. Peter truly knew the one he followed. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Peter knew Jesus, the one he served, the one he loved, and he knew that Jesus had come to break down the barriers between God and humankind. Peter knew that Jesus had come to bring God's forgiveness and open heaven up to all who would believe in him. What about us? We might know all about church and know lots of hymns and prayers. We might know the Bible from cover to cover. But if we don't know Jesus, we've missed the point. Knowing about Jesus isn't enough. Knowing about Jesus will never bring us peace. Knowing about Jesus will never deal with a guilty heart. Knowing about Jesus does not give us the assurance of heaven or a direction in life. But when we know Jesus, we can know we are loved. We can know that we are forgiven. We know that we have a friend who will walk with us on life's journey. This morning, the question is there for each one of us. What about you? Who do you say I am? Amen.